WS at W430. Westside W430, radio check.
Five, you're coming in clear on my end.
Be calling Westside W430.
Chimed in. I didn't know if two people were talking at the same time.
Crew is receiving this. This is WSIW 430 with a radio check.
Respond. But overall though, you sound pretty good. A little quiet, but that could be on my end.
All right, thanks. I was having a real bug of a time trying to get the code set for the repeater.
No worries, anytime. I'm just glad I was on monitoring. I know how that goes. Trying to get all the codes in and get it all going and working. So, yeah, feel free to reach out anytime. Usually there's someone on here listening.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I hate reading manuals, but in this case I had to resort to it.
Radio's a little different with configuring all the tones and everything. I learned that the hard way. Certain radios are cakewalk and some make it 10 times harder than it has to be for a simple step.
Yeah, I'm quickly starting to understand that.
Who are you talking on? Go back on that. I think you cut out a little bit.
VRX Y549.
Justin.
But I should be good now.
I'm just driving around. Someone was calling out for a radio check, so I thought I would respond. Am I sounding all right on your end? Because I don't know if it was me. I kind of lost him there for a second, or if it was his connection.
You sound pretty clear, so.
Not that stupid interference issue I've been dealing with. Simplex, but I will be, I'm just like I said, driving around. I'll probably just pull over at the Roy Park, skate park by Taylor's house.
Okay.
A bit. 395 monitoring.
monitoring.
Site 430, AMA coming in. WSIW 430, I didn't get the call sign of one helping me with that radio check.
It was me, Brandon, WRWG 395.
Hey Brandon, thanks. I think I was in the shadow of the foothills there and I lost the repeater.
You're totally fine. I've been dealing with a flight interference issue on my end on my mobile and my truck, so I wasn't sure if I was having an interference issue when I lost you or if it was your connection. How far out are you from the repeater?
I'm on a little handheld and I'm probably about 3 miles away.
Yeah, so you're just right near the base of the mountain, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm just north of the repeater along the foothill there.
Good, that makes me happy. Yeah, I've been having an issue with when my truck's running. On the receive side coming from the repeater, I can hear some static in the background. So that's something I've never been able to fully solve, and I was hoping it wasn't worse, so that makes me feel better. But no, I got you. So yeah, if you're at the base of the mountain, yeah, you're pretty close to like getting it, and then you have the obstruction of the mountain in the way, so no, I understand.
I'm in my driveway now, which has moved out a little bit, so I should have a pretty direct line right now.
Have the other repeaters programmed in your radio? Because I don't know if you're new to the community here. They got the Promontory, the Pole Patch, Pleasant View 1, and there's another one up more farther north.
I pulled this radio out of the mailbox literally 1 hour ago, so this is the first go.
Oh, perfect. Well, welcome along. It's a fun community we have. These repeaters are amazing for what they can do. I've been able to talk on this repeater from, I think the farthest east I was just outside of Evanston, Wyoming. On this mobile unit, I was able to hit the repeater, and then far out west is Wendover. I was able to hit it standing on a hillside, of course, on a handheld. I could hit the repeater. So there's a lot of coverage here that it covers. It's quite cool for what it is.
Yeah, that repeater map, the Ogden repeater seems to have the farthest reach of any in Utah from what I've seen.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's awesome. The Promontory one, that one reaches pretty good as well. That one's just right west of us. That one's excellent. But yeah, they work great.
For the help, I think I'll maybe go relax and take my time and try to do some of the other ones while I'm not trying to rush on this thing and get it working.
Have fun with that. Yeah, reach out anytime. Talk to you later. WRWG 395, I'll be standing by monitoring.
Thank you very much, WSIW 430.
XY 549,
I was kind of listening on to that conversation a little bit, but was he coming up really quiet for you? Because I could barely hear him, and you were a little quieter than you usually are. So I'm not sure if it was my position or what.
Yeah, he sounded a little bit quiet. I thought it was my end, actually. That's why I didn't say anything. And then when you talked, you're really loud. So, yeah, he sounded a little bit quiet, which, yeah, I don't know what that could be, narrow or wideband. That's a setting on his radio that could be causing that. But, yeah, I was talking a little quieter because I'm sitting here in the parking lot at the Broy Park down below the track, so there's people around. They probably think I'm weird talking on a radio.
Play, I mean, there's weirder you could be doing.
Yeah, that's true for sure. But now, how did I sound? Because I shut the truck off midway through the conversation with him. Did you notice any difference from then and then now?
Really, on your side? I mean, you were both really clear. He was just really, like, the audio was just really quiet. And it very well could be setting on the radio, whether it be on a full band or whatever, or it could even be his antenna, DB gain and everything, because I know you're quieter on the UV5R than you are on the AR5RM and your mobile. So I guess it kind of depends radio to radio and what you have your settings to.
And then mic gain is one thing too. Some radios have that setting where you can adjust the mic gain. So yeah, that will also do it as well. None of our radios have mic gain control, so I guess it would be probably one of the more fancier models, I would imagine.
Probably. I mean, I haven't seen it very much. It'd be kind of cool, but yeah.
I see ya. You're close to me, so I'll get off the repeater. This is WRWG 395. We'll be monitoring.
WRX YF549 monitoring.
WSPM 607, Scott 936, you got a copy?